Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Warren Buffett Way, 30th Anniversary Edition, by Robert G. Hagstrom, is a modern investing classic that explains how Warren Buffett built a record of long-term outperformance by combining rigorous business analysis with calm, disciplined decision-making. Rather than presenting a shortcut system, Hagstrom organizes Buffett's approach into practical principles that any investor can study, treat stocks as partial ownership of businesses, focus on durable competitive strengths, demand trustworthy management, and buy only when the price offers a meaningful margin of safety. The Anniversary Edition revisits the ideas that have guided Buffett through multiple market cycles and updates the discussion with newer context around Berkshire Hathaway and changes in markets. The book is widely used because it bridges biography, case-based learning, and a clear framework for evaluating companies. Readers come away with a structured way to think about value, quality, and patience, plus a better understanding of why temperament can matter as much as analysis in real-world investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, investing is business ownership, not ticker symbols. A central theme is Buffett's insistence that a stock is not a lottery ticket or a trading vehicle, but a fractional claim on an operating business. Hagstrom explains how this mindset changes the entire research process. Instead of predicting short-term price movements, the investor studies how the company makes money, what drives demand, and whether economics are stable over time. This framing encourages long holding periods because business value compounds while daily quotations fluctuate. It also shifts attention toward fundamentals such as revenue quality, cost structure, reinvestment opportunities, and the durability of customer relationships. The book highlights how this approach can reduce behavioral errors. When you evaluate a company the way an owner would, you become less reactive to headlines and more focused on the long-run consequences of capital allocation decisions. Hagstrom uses Buffett's perspective to illustrate why volatility is not the same as risk and why understanding a business model can be a stronger foundation than attempting to time markets. The ownership view also promotes selectivity. If you would not buy the entire business at a given price, you should question buying a small slice of it simply because it is popular or rising. Secondly, economic moats and the search for durable competitive advantage. Hagstrom devotes significant attention to Buffett's preference for businesses with sustainable competitive advantages, often described as economic moats. The book lays out what makes a moat real and enduring: brand strength that supports pricing power, network effects, cost advantages that competitors struggle to replicate, efficient scale, and switching costs that keep customers loyal. Importantly, the analysis is not limited to identifying a strong company today, but testing whether that strength can persist for years. Hagstrom emphasizes that a durable moat allows a company to generate attractive returns on capital while resisting competitive erosion, which in turn supports predictable competitive erosion, which in turn supports predictable compounding. This predictability is central to Buffett's willingness to hold through market cycles. The book also warns that not all apparent advantages last. Technology shifts, regulation, and changing consumer behavior can weaken even well-known firms. Therefore, moat analysis requires studying industry structure, the sources of pricing power, the company's reinvestment runway, and the likelihood that competitors can copy the value proposition. By focusing on business quality first, the Buffett framework aims to narrow the investable universe to companies that can grow intrinsic value reliably, making valuation decisions more grounded and less dependent on heroic forecasts. Thirdly, management quality, capital allocation, and shareholder alignment. Another key topic is how Buffett evaluates the people running the business. Hagstrom explains that great economics can be damaged by poor stewardship, while solid management can strengthen a franchise through thoughtful capital allocation. The book details the traits Buffett tends to favor: integrity, rationality, and a track record of acting in the best interests of owners. Integrity matters because financial statements and public communication are filtered through management choices. Rationality matters because executives must decide when to reinvest, acquire, pay dividends, or repurchase shares. Hagstrom underscores that the highest impact decisions often occur outside day-to-day operations, especially in mature businesses generating excess cash. A Buffett-style investor therefore studies how leaders have historically allocated capital, whether acquisitions were disciplined, and whether share repurchases were done when shares were undervalued rather than as a cosmetic tactic. The book also points to the importance of incentives and corporate culture, including whether compensation encourages long-term value creation or short-term accounting targets. By treating management as a core variable in intrinsic value, the framework encourages readers to look past charismatic narratives and examine evidence, candid shareholder communication, consistent strategy, and decisions that reveal a true owner mindset. Fourthly, intrinsic value, margin of safety, and buying with discipline. Hagstrom presents valuation in the Buffett tradition as the disciplined comparison between price and intrinsic value, with the margin of safety serving as protection against uncertainty. Instead of relying on market moods, the investor estimates what the business is worth based on its ability to generate future cash for owners, then insists on purchasing at a meaningful discount to that estimate. The book clarifies that intrinsic value is not a precise point, but a range, and that humility is required because forecasts can be wrong. The margin of safety concept addresses this by building in room for error and reducing the risk of permanent capital loss. Hagstrom connects this to patience. Bargains tend to appear when markets are fearful, when a great business faces temporary issues, or when a misunderstood situation pushes price below reasonable value. The discipline is twofold: avoid overpaying even for wonderful companies, and avoid buying mediocre companies simply because they look statistically cheap. The book also discusses how investor temperament interacts with valuation. A sound estimate is useless if you cannot act when others are panicking, or if you chase momentum when prices detach from fundamentals. In this way, valuation becomes both analytical and behavioral, rewarding calm execution over constant activity. Lastly, temperament, focus, and the power of long-term compounding. Beyond formulas, the book argues that Buffett's edge is deeply tied to temperament and a focused process. Hagstrom highlights habits that support superior long-term results, staying within a circle of competence, concentrating on best ideas rather than over-diversifying, and resisting the urge to trade frequently. The circle of competence is especially practical for individual investors because it encourages honest boundaries. You do not need to understand every sector. You need to understand a few business models well enough to judge their durability and value. Focus follows naturally. If opportunities meeting strict criteria are rare, capital should be deployed selectively. Hagstrom also emphasizes compounding as the quiet engine of wealth. When high-quality businesses reinvest at attractive rates and owners hold patiently, small differences in annual returns can produce huge differences over decades. This requires emotional stability through drawdowns, skepticism toward fashionable predictions, and willingness to appear wrong in the short run while being right in the long run. The book's broader message is that process beats prediction. By building a repeatable checklist grounded in business reality and human behavior, investors can reduce unforced errors and make decisions that improve with experience rather than being reset by each new market narrative. In conclusion, this book is best suited for long-term investors who want a clear framework for evaluating companies, as well as professionals and students who need an organized way to connect business analysis, valuation, and behavior. It will also benefit readers who feel overwhelmed by constant market commentary, because the Buffett-style process replaces noise with a small set of durable questions. Is the business understandable? Does it have a lasting advantage? Is management trustworthy? And is the price sensible? The benefit to a reader's life goes beyond portfolio returns. By emphasizing patience, rational decision-making, and humility about forecasts, the book offers a practical model for thinking that can reduce stress and impulsive choices. Compared with many investing titles that lean on timing, complex screens, or short-lived strategies, Hagstrom's approach is compelling because it is principle-driven and grounded in how businesses actually create value. The anniversary edition's longevity itself is an argument for purchase. The core ideas remain relevant across cycles, and the case-oriented structure helps readers translate concepts into action. If you want a disciplined path to build an investment philosophy you can stick with for decades, this book is a strong, worthwhile addition. If you would like to support Robert G. Hagstrom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.